Chapter 27. Job's Reply. I will teach you the manner of God's dealings, and the way of the Almighty I will not conceal. As God lives, who withholds my deserts, the Almighty who has made bitter my soul, so long as I still have life in me, and the breath of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak falsehood, nor my tongue utter deceit. Far be it from me to account you right. Till I die, I will not renounce my innocence. My justice I maintain, and I will not relinquish it. My heart does not reproach me for any of my days. Let my enemy be as the wicked, and my adversary as the unjust. For what can the impious man expect when he is cut off, when God requires his life? Will God then attend to his cry when calamity comes upon him? Will he then delight in the Almighty, and call upon him constantly? Behold, you yourselves have all seen it. Why then do you spend yourselves in idle words? This is the portion of a wicked man from God, the inheritance an oppressor receives from the Almighty. Though his children be many, the sword is their destiny. His offspring shall not be filled with bread. His survivors, when they die, shall have no burial, and their widows shall not be mourned. Though he heap up silver like dust, and store away mounds of clothing, what he has stored the just man shall wear, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He builds his house as of cobwebs, or like a booth put up by the vinekeeper. He lies down a rich man one last time. He opens his eyes, and nothing remains to him. Terrors rush upon him by day. At night the tempest carries him off. The storm wind seizes him, and he disappears. It sweeps him out of his place.